Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Saints, and welcome to another broadcast of Just a Few Minutes a Day with Moses Henry Jones. Well, my brothers and sisters, we are looking at Jensen Franklin tonight, and we're talking about why am I calling Jensen Franklin a dunce? Why am I calling Jensen Franklin a dunce? If you have not purchased your copy of the book Spirit of Python, Dunce, you can do so. In fact, let me read the main title and the secondary title. The main title is Spirit of Python Dunce, and the secondary title is Showing How Jensen Franklin's Idiotic Interpretation of Acts 16:16 Proves He's a Biblical Moron. Today I'm going to talk about why he's a dunce. Tomorrow, see, in today's broadcast, I'm dealing with the main title, Spirit of Python Dunce. Tomorrow I'm going to deal with the secondary title, Why Am I Calling Jensen Franklin a Moron? Now, if you haven't purchased your copy of the book, you can do so by going to our website, www.dailymannany.com. It's right there in the broadcast description, the website address. Well, why do I call Jensen Franklin a dunce? Well, quite frankly, he is. In the first chapter of my book, I deal with this. I go through many dictionaries, and I provide all of my academic resources, and I show you what is a dunce. And I basically break it down into three categories. Category number one, according to the best authorities, a dunce is a person who's a slow learner, a person of weak intellect, a person with a learning disability. That's the first kind of dunce. Well, that's not Jensen Franklin. Jensen Franklin does not have a learning disability. He doesn't. That's That's a fact. He's not learning disabled. Second definition of a dunce, or second category of a dunce. A dunce is a person who is capable of learning, but who refused to learn the basics, gave up on learning altogether, learning completely. This second one defines who Jensen Franklin is as a dunce. He is a person who was capable of learning, but who refused to learn the basics when he was going through basic training. A person capable of learning, but who refused to learn the basics, that's Jensen Franklin. When he was in basic training, he thumbed his nose at learning. Secondly, it says, a person who gives up on learning altogether, that's Jensen Franklin. A person who stopped learning completely, that's Jensen Franklin. So I peg him as a dunce based on category number two. A person capable of learning, he doesn't have a learning disability, he's a person capable of learning, but who refused to learn the basics when the basics were being offered to him as a subject. A person who gave up learning altogether, a person who stopped learning completely, that's Jensen Franklin. And then number three, a dunce could be a person opposed to education, a person impervious to learning, any opposer of learning. That's not Jensen Franklin. He's not an opponent of education. Why do I know that? Well, because he sent his kids to school. He encourages many people to go to school. So he's not an opponent of education outright. He's not a person who's impervious to learning, an opposer to learning of other people. He just doesn't want to learn himself. When it comes to learning, he refused to learn the basics. He gave up on learning altogether, and he stopped learning completely. It was an individual choice. That's why position or definition or category number two best describes Jensen Franklin. Now, because he didn't learn the basics, because he failed to learn the basics, Jensen Franklin wasn't able to do any research for the book, because when you learn the basics, you're taught how to do the mechanics. There's a class in college called the mechanics of research. You get that in your first year of college, the mechanics of research. And if you're preparing to go to college, some high schools offer the class, the mechanics. It just shows you how to do a term paper, how to write an academic report. It's basic stuff. You learn this before you go into college, or you take it as a remedial course in college, or you take it as one of your first year courses, because all they're going to ask you to do in every one of your college classes, they're going to ask you to submit term papers, research papers. So you got to learn the mechanics of research. Well, he never learned the basics. And this is why in his acknowledgement page in his book, The Spirit of Python, the third person he acknowledges is a person by the name of Tommy Kaiser. And I'm going to read to you what he says in his acknowledgement page. He says to Tommy Kaiser, "Thank you for all the research and hard work project. This project wouldn't have been possible without you." Well, my brothers and sisters, I can tell you, I've read Jensen Franklin's 232-page book. For a book of that size, there should have been at least, for a 232-page book, there should have been at least 150 to 200 quotes or end notes or footnotes. Do you know how many end notes, footnotes Jensen Franklin has in total for 232 pages? Do you know how many end notes he has in total for a book that's 232 pages long? 11 endnotes. That is a meager, putrid number of endnotes. And, by the way, he is thanking Tommy Kaiser. It's right here in his acknowledgement page. Thank you, Tommy Kaiser, for all the research and hard work you did on this project. Which means Jensen Franklin did none. Now, why is it that Jensen Franklin did none? Because he never learned the basics. And that's why when you read his 232-page book, you come to the undeniable conclusion that the man is a dunce, because the second definition for dunce is a person capable of learning, but who, when they had a chance to learn the basics, refused. A person who gave up on learning altogether, a person who stopped learning completely. Jensen Franklin couldn't do research if his life depended on it. And that's why his book is just dunce stupid. The guy did no research. In fact, someone else did the research for him. But even that research was bad research. And I point that out in my book. I show why all of Tommy Kaiser's research, all of it, was no good. Why all of it didn't help the reader get a better understanding of Acts 16:16, which talks about the spirit of Python. So, my brothers and sisters, I have proven in chapter 1, and it's quite a chapter. I go through all the dictionaries. I tell you what they say a dunce is. I give you the history of the word dunce. And then I show you why Jensen Franklin, right from the get-go, right from chapter 1, you understand why. Listen, I didn't even need to write another 7 chapters. The book was finished in chapter 1. I made my case in chapter 1 that Jensen Franklin was a dunce, because I prove in chapter 1 that he is a certifiable dunce. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, order your copy of the book. Go to our website, get your copy, and tune in tomorrow to find out why Jensen Franklin is a moron. A dunce and a moron are two different things. Related, but two different things. Tune in tomorrow to find out why he is a moron. God bless you.